At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with David, Sue, and Kendra. Sue and I here. David's on vacation this week, and boy, is he missing quite a week. Just when we thought, and I'm just going to recap it quickly for our listeners. So in the last, let's say, 6 months or so, Sue Tab has not had a good string of luck with vehicles.
Right.
Whether it's the car itself, things around the car, things in the car. Mm-hmm. You've had a couple of issues. Your car has broken down and you've had to replace pretty much everything in and around it.
Yes.
For the last 6 months.
Flat tire. I've had it all.
Yeah. Everything. She broke the magic van. Like every time you're in and around a vehicle, things go wrong.
Yeah.
Even Tom's car. Wasn't there something you broke Tom's car too?
The air pressure light went on when I got in.
That's right.
Of course it did.
Tire, something like that.
So no, but this takes the cake.
It definitely does, because just when you think that's enough, like maybe you've had enough of bad luck. No, there's more.
It gets worse. So last night, we had a book reading and a book signing at the Salisbury Library. So I'm on my way to the book reading and I jump in my car and my garage door is closed and I'm inside my garage with the door closed and I have a remote, you know, on my little visor.
Yes.
So I hit the remote and I hear the door going up and I don't know if the door stalled or if the door stuck for a minute and didn't. But anyway, I waited the amount of time I always wait, stuck it in reverse, looked in my rearview mirror, looked clear, stuck it in reverse, out I went, and I hear... Kendra, I drove through my garage door. It was only halfway up, and I backed out, and the door looks as though I was going 90 miles an hour when I hit it.
I know.
I don't understand, because from a resting point to where my car would have made impact with the doors, maybe 2 feet back, and somehow it looks as though it was annihilated, and there's not a scratch on my car. So, of course, I burst into tears. I go running into my husband, and he's like, what? Now he thinks, like, you know, what happened? The poor guy. I don't know how he stays married to me. But I go running, and I'm like, I just backed into the garage door. He's like, well, you calm down. Calm down. He's like, it's a door, Sue. We can replace a door. So he goes outside. And he's thinking, like, I nicked the edge of the door.
Right. It wasn't
so
just the door.
No. Can I tell you, the door is like an accordion. The actual track, the metal track, is all twisted. And the trim around the door all came off.
Going at the speed that I know you go, getting out of there on two wheels, out of the driveway.
So Tom's like, it's fine. But then he looked at the door. He stands back. And he just looks at the door, and I thought he was like, is he going to be mad? And he burst out laughing. He's like, I don't even know how this is possible. I don't know how
I've seen the pictures
that you went, this is even possible. I said, well, you know me, I'm an overachiever.
You find a way. We are going to share the pictures, because let me tell you something. I'm in Market Basket and I'm getting just a couple things last night, and I'm in like the baking, the pudding aisle, and all of a sudden my phone rings and I saw that it was you, and I thought, oh, I thought you were going to an event, so I knew something, like you had something to tell me.
Yeah.
I knew. And she's hysterical on the phone. I'm like, what? She's like, well, the show just wrote itself. That's about it. I go, what? What happened? Drove right through my garage door. Yeah. And she's in hysterics. I'm dying laughing in Market Basket, because I know you, and I know this is just another day with you.
It took maybe 5 or 10 minutes from the initial trauma of hitting the door to say to myself, oh, wait, the silver lining is the show just wrote itself tomorrow. And then I went to the signing, and we have a chapter in our book called Stop Playing Perfect. And I said, you know, everybody talks about, oh, you have this glamorous job on the radio and you this and that and what a great life you have. I go, folks, I just drove through my garage door to get here. Through my garage door. So it was a great icebreaker.